Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
Never to know a blowjob from me, that's something, I think. I mean, it wasn't the father's fault, to be clear. I couldn't try again with this boyfriend, you know, because he had seen me attempt it once and then retreat in fear. So now if I were to just go for it again, it would just have too much of the quality of someone going for it again, you know. Oh, nerves got her yesterday, like the Olympic skater. Let's see, can she land her jumps today, you know? No, there's too much awareness. No, I felt like my only option for dignity was to wait out the year. Never mention the failed attempt, you know? And then at the end of the summer, send that boyfriend off to college so I could start my senior year fresh. That's what I did, top of my senior year. You know, I scooped up a new boyfriend because I knew that I just, in order to be a new person, I kind of needed a new person to be one in front of. So top of my senior year, I scoop up this new boyfriend and I get him into my parents' basement. And my parents' basement is an unfinished basement. So it all feels real raw and right, you know? And I decide I'm gonna give him a blowjob on the first night we hang out before he knows me well enough to know my faces, to be able to discern the difference between a mask of confidence and actual real confidence. It's a sexual running start, you know? Speed, it's momentum, it's about embodying the spirit of the cave person. Like, I'm trying to act like I don't even understand what clothes are. They're just something in the way of my mouth's pure desire. Even though in my head I'm like, Abercrombie, 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 Abercrombie. And it's kind of a literal running start too, because actually when I come from around the basement stairs, I'm already going for it. You know, it's that old trick, the blowjob starts behind the stairs, so I don't see you wind up. The point is, you would have been proud. You would have been proud. It's just going, right? And I'm going, and I can tell he's buying it, you know, and I go, and just right before doing it, I just go, oh my God, look who's not hesitating. Let's just take a moment to say, look who's not hesitating. And it was just, I don't know why. And I was at a dead stop yet again. I couldn't believe it. I'm just, again. This is why I don't trust the running starts in this life. I mean, do you understand? They don't carry you through. You have to keep running. I mean, this is why I don't trust the confident entrances. You know, I know you people deserve something at the top of the show. Put you at ease. You know, what's up, Town Hall? What's up, New York? Get on your fucking feet. On the fucking grid. Let you know you're in good hands. No. Because if you see it, and then you see it crack. You see it crack and decay over the course of the show. I'd rather build from nothing. I'd rather push a hello. I don't deserve to live. Maybe we could build something. May I have a single breath? Thank you, that should hold me for a little while. I don't know why I thought the running start thing would work for me. It's not who I am, you know? I'm someone that's gone to the end of a diving board and sort of 3, 2, 1, and then pulled it back impossibly at the last second. You know, just with a move infinitely more complex than the original dive. And it's just the lifeguard, clear the ladder, I'm coming down. Help me out, lifeguard. I've cleared 1,000 ladders in my day. It's who I am. There's something in me that knows that in this life, it is almost never too late to turn back. But I'm there, and I'm like, really? Really, we're hesitating again? What's the plan here, sweetheart? What are you going to do? Are you going to back your ass up another goddamn torso? Wait out another year so you can try again next year? A new person to be a new person in front of in college on unfamiliar territory? No, no, you need to just do it. Well, you're not a just do it person. Do you even listen to yourself? I don't care. I don't care if you're an overthinker who wishes she had a second mouth to narrate her every experience or everyone would know that I know that she knows about jingle jangle in this life awareness. No, you need to find the way. Well, Nietzsche said there is no way. There's only my way. And find Nietzsche's way, then find your way. I have to find a way. So I turned to literature. I was reading Lolita at the time. It is what it is. And I was very taken with the language of Vladimir Nabokov. I mean, who wouldn't be, you know? I'll admit I was probably reading it in a slightly performative fashion. You know, I mean, I was reading it, to be clear, every word, but I did most enjoy reading it in the windows of pizza shops in my field hockey kilt. You know, just cover visible, daring adults that walk by to be shocked. You know, just, I'm sorry, are you working through the Russian grates? I doubt it, you suburban hogs. But I'm there. And it's the same old concerns, you know, no words, no dignity, looking stupid, sounding stupid, dragging your tooth, all of it. And I go, all right, you know, I can't narrate, but what if I imagine someone else is? What if I imagine Vladimir Nabokov is? What if I imagine this isn't real? You know, this is just I'm just a character in a short story written by Vladimir Nabokov. Then, no matter how badly this attempt at a blowjob goes, I mean, in Nabokov's deft pen, would the prose not sparkle? I mean, isn't it all literature in a way? Isn't it all text upon text upon text, you know? And in literature, things can't go badly. They can only be interesting. The ways that go badly are just interesting details that bring the textures to the story. And I go, well, what if the worst happens? What if the worst happens? Don't get ahead of yourself. What if the worst happens? What if you bite this dick clean off? I go, well, then you're likely living inside of the most iconic story in the collection, the one where she bites the dick off. And so I go, it's not real, it's literature, it's all text in the end. Oh, moonlight, it's not my finest. Moonlight, start with the moon, you know. Moonlight streams in on the south face of a young man's penis, a girl with brown hair with red undertones that often go unnoticed. Fumbles her way onto the simple cylinder that is here. It's not real, it's for her. Because the slightly inherent dignity of being an American teenager, the endless exercise, and the rules that attend before the fun sort of rust and sorrow to the end. And those are the facts. And then I'm doing it. I'm on that dick. Thank you. Thank you. I know it might have sounded a little close to dissociation for some of you there for a minute. Not what we want for our girls. Okay. Oh, things don't happen to me. They happen to her, of course. Who her? When things get hairy in my life, I go to a little room in my brain. I make myself very small. I watch a tiny television, only droll things. Oh, yeah, sometimes a little screen tries to show me what's happening to me in my real and hideous life. I feel for the clicker. And no, this was not dissociation. No, this was me with an idea. This was transcendence of the ego. Oh, there's a difference. And it got me on that dick. And I was cooking. I was really cooking. There were no screams of pain. It seemed to just have an internal poetry to it, like I always thought it should, you know? And before I knew it, he ejaculated semen into my mouth, as they say. You know the expression? And I swallowed it, because I'm a Tony Robbins reader, and I don't cut corners. Now, I always knew. I always knew I'd swallow it. That was never a point of neuroses. I knew there was an easy way, a difficult way. I'm going to default to the difficult way to try to pick up points. You know, I'm a sort of 3.7 in the AP course load kind of gal. Not a 4.0 in the lesser class. So yeah, I'm going to swallow it and let the chips fall where they do. And it was a triumph. I mean, it was a goddamn triumph. I wanted to write my college essay about it, but I knew they couldn't handle it. They didn't have the sophistication. No, not the guidance counselors, not the deans, not a one of them. Not like you people.
Watch Jacqueline Novak get on your knees, only on Netflix.